Chapter 2. 20 minutes later, I knew three things to be true. Mandy was really good at giving blowjobs. Her friend, who I learned was named Gina, probably could suck a golf ball through a garden hose. And finally, I was all signed up to enter the final Trash House Trash Palooza Battle Royale event of the night. If I won my Battle Royale, then I'd compete in the Winner's Circle Battle Royale. If I won there, I could take my prize or bet it all and go head-to-head against the Trash House champion, Gilgamesh. I wasn't sure who he was exactly or if he was any good, but I was hoping he was. I'd long since thought that the best fighters probably lived and breathed in clubs like this. Whether that was because they'd been banned from the professional leagues, never thought they could make it, or never cared to try, I wasn't sure. But I'd seen more than one up-and-comer plucked from places like this. I wanted to see for myself just how good this guy was. Hopefully it'd be a good fight. Now that I was suited up from head to toe in a skin-tight black and red bodysuit that admittedly made me look damn good, I couldn't help but be nervous. Sure, I'd been in tons of matches over my life, but at the same damn time, there was going to be 9 other dudes all trying to kill me. I wouldn't die, of course, but it had hurt all the same. I took a deep breath and tried to psych myself for what was behind the door in front of me as I ran my hands over the provided VR suit, a Nina Corp Special X35. It was high quality, higher than I'd have expected, and was made by the main competitor to my sponsor's brand. I'd wanted to try one out since they'd been announced 6 months ago, but my contract forbid me from getting one, even for funsies.
Can you imagine what that would look like on the vids?
I could almost hear my manager saying as he puffed on his cigar.
It would be hell, hell, I say. And for what? You have the best suit on the market.
Yeah, I said as I smiled down at the suit. But I like knowing my competition. Which was why I was nervous about the match. Ostensibly, I shouldn't have been concerned. After all, I was the fucking champ. The people I played against trained their whole lives for a snowball's chance in hell to get into the pro leagues. I knew that no matter who was on the other side of that door, I could probably beat them. But this was a bit different, raw, somehow. And my beating heart knew it. That's when I heard it. The thump, thump, thump of the gem of a theme song I'd picked out from beneath a pile of synthesized rock. Now that music could be custom made by AI to fit your exact needs and wants, humans didn't really make music. But that didn't mean the classics weren't still classics.
And here we have a late entry to the Trash House Palooza, the announcer cried as Black Sabbath's Iron Man began to play. With a smile on my lips, I adjusted my face mask, made sure the oxygen was flowing through the device, and walked out. I couldn't help but smile wider as the crowd looked at me and booed. It was like music to my ears.
A man who calls himself simply the main event,
the announcer continued. They booed louder. And why shouldn't they? I was some dude in a rented VR suit, and a late entry at that. No one special. Some guy who watched and thought, I could do that. How wrong they would be. As Ozzy talked about the future of mankind, I made my way down the aisle toward the VR pod in the center. There was a big number 9 stenciled on the side in blood red paint, and as I moved toward it, I shut my eyes and inhaled. The smell of the arena, a mixture of sweat, pain, and effort, filled my lungs, and a smile crossed my lips as I reached out my hands on either side of myself so my fingertips could just brush the fence that separates me from the roaring fans. They were booing in earnest now, and it made my blood sing with excitement. Their boos made me want to show them just how great I was, to prove them wrong in a way I hadn't been able to do in years. After all, when you're an up-and-comer and a champ, people cheer for you. I curled my hands into fists, and my VR gloves tightened with the effort as I opened my eyes and took a couple of quick steps forward. Then I whirled around on one foot so that I faced the crowd with my arms outstretched and bowed to the crowd. The boos grew in intensity. It almost made me wish I had a mic. So I did the next best thing. I flipped them the bird, spun on my heel, and clambered up the side of my pod. It was a pretty nice model, also made by Nina Corp, and unlike with the suit, I'd used it before. After all, pods were provided by the holder of the tournament. It was something my manager hated almost more than my sponsors, but I didn't care. I loved the feel of the Nina Corp Mark 223. It was classic in all the right ways, a big silver ball that would fill with liquid VR goo that would interface with my suit and sense every movement I made while inside. No bells, no whistles, no mods. Just a man, his suit, and his bucket full of goo. Overhead, the lid shut with a pneumatic hiss of air. And as it did, the number 10 flashed on the screen in front of me before starting to count down. As it did, the goo began to flow up from the floor. It was one of the weirdest things about VR pods, the goo. It was almost exactly body temperature, which made it feel both cold and hot at the same time. As the goo began to rise, I allowed myself to commit fully to the moment and, well, tried not to swallow my tongue as the data receivers in my mask began to fire. The sounds of the arena outside washed away, replaced by the tuning rhythms of the sound modulators in my mask. As that happened, my vision began to flicker as it attuned to the new data being fed to it. Sure, they were basically VR goggles, but they were so much more. Like contact lenses that fed images right into your optic nerves in a full-on explosion of light, color, and energy. This was always the worst part, and even with all my experience and training, I couldn't help but feel my heart rate start to race. That's when I saw my heart rate in the corner. Usually I was pretty low at about 70 beats per minute, but at the moment I was peaking at nearly 100 more than that. I knew it'd fall, it always did, but right now, that wasn't a comfort. Instead, as the goo flowed up to my waist, I tried moving my legs and found that while it was a touch less responsive than my Spencermatic 9000 VR suit, it was more comfortable. Like how wearing an old workout shirt was comfortable. Hard to quantify, but if it felt this good and handled as well as the specs said it would, I might just have to tell my sponsor to suck it sideways. A few moments later, the goo filled the pod. And while I knew most people freaked out when their faces submerged, I never had, thanks in part to training with scuba gear. After all, there was nothing scarier than jumping in the fucking ocean out in the middle of nowhere with who knew what beneath the surface. So, I just took a few slow breaths and opened my eyes. It was no surprise, but I found myself staring at a special ability select screen. Now, normally, about 10 well-paid strategists help me decide on what to use for a match. That said, as often as not, I just went with what my own gut told me. I had in the last world championship anyway, and I'd won. So I looked over the thousands of abilities. While I wasn't 100% familiar with them because I'd never been in this simu game before, I quickly realized that if I thought about what I wanted, the equivalent ability would pop up in front of me with a demo. Should I go for Crimson Blood Fist? It would combo well with Fire Enigma, and if I chained that with Soul Breeze, I could probably one-hit someone. it would be similar to what I used in the finals. That said, there was another option that was way more intriguing, and I felt myself smile guiltily as I selected.
You have selected random.
The cutesy voice of Nina, the small pink-haired spitfire who owned the company, said,
Are you sure you wish to have all your special abilities randomly selected?
Yes, I said with a smirk.
You have selected random. As such, all your abilities will be randomly drawn for the match ahead,
Nina confirmed.
Now, choose your advanced skill.
Do random for that too, and for weapons and armor. What can I say? I was feeling ballsy. A few more moments and I'd confirmed that I, in fact, was an idiot and wanted to have my abilities, weapons, and armor all selected randomly from a nearly limitless pool. It would all but ensure nothing I had would work together. That's what made it even more fun.
All of your selections have been finalized,
Nina confirmed before smiling wide like the bloodthirsty bitch I knew her to be.
Go forth and conquer.
I will, I said, as the world around me reformed into what looked like a giant Roman gladiator arena. The marble stands stood high and were filled with screaming fans. Twin suns blazed high overhead, and I could feel the heat start to drip down the back of my neck. I tuned it out because it wasn't real and focused on the arena itself. It was a standard no-frills place, just a giant oval, maybe 100 yards in diameter with no walls or other hiding places. Surprisingly, I wasn't the first person here. Across the bloody sand of the arena was a man dressed from head to toe in what looked like black metal armor. And if I had to guess from the glint of the sun on the plates, he probably had the shadow step skill. It was a common enough special ability and allowed the user to step through the shadows and appear behind his opponent. Classic, and easy enough to deal with if you knew it was coming. What the fuck are you doing? He asked, as his fingers tightened around the wicked-looking mace in his hand. Me? I asked, confused. You're dressed like a clown shoe. He shook his head. Are you mocking me? Not you specifically? I shrugged as the counter in the corner of my vision informed me that the match would start in 30 or so seconds. Is there a problem? The only problem is that you're about to get owned. He stomped his foot in a huff. Who the hell wears a chain shirt with cotton leggings and a Bartleby helmet? Me, I said, with more confidence than my gear should have given me. Chain shirts were notoriously heavy. Not as heavy as plate, but they also had a lot less protection. And cotton pants, that was just a terrible choice. Maybe if I were trying to be quick, it would be a good pick, but with the chain shirt, well, that wouldn't be happening. The Bartleby helmet was interesting, though. In exchange for randomly making me go blind and providing almost no damage reduction, it would allow me to use my special one extra time. Speaking of which, I glanced at my abilities as the rest of my opponents appeared in the arena, and my smile almost faltered. I had Diamond Punch, which, while powerful, required a 6-second charge to use. Quetzalcoatl, that would let me cover my body in electricity while also dealing damage to myself. And Backdash, an ability that would double my damage when used from behind, assuming I had a dagger equipped. That's not so bad, I said as I checked my weapon. I had a fucking whip. It was so ridiculous I almost wanted to laugh. Still, I had the Bartleby helmet, and I could use my special twice. Specials were normally game changers. Only, as I looked at the ability, My smile finally died on my face. Cursed soul. Passive. The more damage a user takes, the more damage a user will deal. Well, fuck, I said as the counter hit zero and a buzzer sounded.